This is Scott, and you are listening to Fine Tune You with Helen, your home for holistically balanced living. Find us at www.finetuneyou.com and enjoy helpful, inspiring, and amusing information. Besides practicing holistic self-development disciplines for over 40 years, additional formal studies have deepened her knowledge and qualifications. Helen is an intuitive counselor, transformational coach, and guided imagery expert. As a graduate of the American Institute of Holistic Theology, Helen has her master's degree in metaphysics and is working toward her doctorate in metaphysics and holistic ministries.
Welcome, everyone. This is our first Saturday night show of Fine Tune You, your home for living holistically in a messy life. We're on BBS Radio Station 1 live at 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. in the U.K. and Western Europe. We're so thrilled to have added this new time slot so we can be with all of you. Fine Tune You is also broadcast on BBS Radio Station 1 on Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and 2 a.m. in the U.K. Our Sunday evening programming features amazingly remarkable people who have shifted and are willing to share with us some of their most personal moments. Others will share their extensive knowledge about a wide range of viewpoints, from how to heal our bodies to how to heal our world. Each guest provides a myriad of ideas to help us deepen our spiritual walk. Monday night, Fine Tune You has a rerun show on BBS Radio Station 2 at 7:55 Pacific, 9:55 Central, 10:55 Eastern. Monday evening show will be from either our Saturday or Sunday show. In other words, a surprise. You'll have to check in to see what program will be on. It's going to vary from week to week. Then we also have shows in the archives, so you have many ways and opportunities to connect with Fine Tune You and learn how to live holistically in a messy life. If all these times and shows are confusing, you can go to our website, www.finetuneyou.com, and on our menu is a calendar option. If you click on the calendar, all shows, times, and guests are listed. So what else is Fine Tune You? We're interactive. We love interaction. I want to know what you want to hear. I want to know how you are living fine-tuned, and I want to keep it real. This is about incorporating holistic truths into our everyday life, into our everyday messy lives. How are you incorporating the truths of the universe into your life? I love figuring out new ways for you to connect to the show, and for me to connect to you. We have two new ways you can connect to the radio show, through Skype and through your phone. Now, these methods are just to listen to the show. So first, you could go to Skype, add a new contact, and the contact should be called Free Conferencing. That's all one word, all little letters, FreeConferencing. When prompted by Skype, type in the access code 652957#. That's 652957#. Now remember, through this connection, you'll only be able to listen to the show. Or if you want to listen to our program through your phone, say you're out somewhere but you really don't want to miss the show, dial 712-432-0057. And punch in the access code 652957#. If during the show you want to contact me, you can email and ask questions, give comments, or feedback. Just email Helen at finetuneyou.com. Or you could connect by calling BBS Radio at 888-815-9756. Skype is your third option. If you want to ask a question through Skype, add as a contact, Fine Tune You. Again, all one word, small letters, and you'll be able to speak to me live. That's FineTuneYou. Please note that if I happen to be in the middle of a thought, I will complete it before taking your call. Or if I'm online with someone else, I'll complete their call before taking yours. Do remember, if your comments are inappropriate for our show, which I only comment on because it happened to happen last week, I will block that call. Also, this is new technology, so please be patient while I work out all the glitches and kinks. And I know a lot of you like to just listen and breathe in and embrace the sacred space of light, love, purpose, and intention. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, we are so glad that you are with us. On this show, our Saturday night show, we're going to have more of an open forum. Your comments and questions are wanted and appreciated. We'll discuss different kinds of tools all of us can use to increase our holistic balance. During this hour, you're encouraged to dig deep and ask questions and make comments. In fact, you might want to grab a paper and pencil to jot down a thought or inspiration. FineTune U is a live internet radio program, and because we are right here now, in this wonderful time, in this present moment, in this gift to each and every one of us. If FineTune U is new to you, let me explain just a little about the show. Each week, we strive to fine-tune you by digging into various qualities of our mind, body, and spirit, and see how we can enhance our actions and thinking. We discuss how we can align with our soul's purpose, practice enlightenment, express our gifts and our talents, and learn how to live with creative purpose. Then we discuss how to go out into the world and live with that creative purpose in our messy lives. We look at how, by channeling the power of our mind, body, and spirit, we can change events, produce results, and create endless possibilities in our life and the lives of those around us. I hope you like what you hear, and I hope you benefit and feel moved to share some of your thoughts or insights. I so look forward to our extraordinary time together. It's so good to be here and join together, and to know that you are holding, and I am holding, and together we're all holding our sacred space of light, love, purpose, and intention. FineTune U is nothing without all of you wonderfully grounded people who do hold our sacred space, and we cherish our wonderful listener base. You're the foundation of our program. I'm your host, Helen Smalley Bauer, and I like to say guide or co-host. The primary theme of our show tonight and for the next several weeks is choices. But the underlying theme of all our shows is living holistically in a messy life. Our show's not meant to be an easy, feel-good, light discussion. It's a program meant to encourage you to dig into the messy corners of your life and recognize an area or two blocking your way to becoming holistically whole. And as you address those messy areas, shift to an understanding of why the mess is there in the first place. Then, and only then, can you make the necessary changes to clean out those spots. Over time, you'll feel an unexplainable wholeness filling your being. For those who have been moving forward with us on our marvelous journey, we've encountered some bumps and obstructions on our path. That's life. Nevertheless, we've not been detoured. We've not been stopped. We've continued making this amazing journey together. So let's just take a short commercial break, and when we come back, we'll discuss how the choices we make create the lives we live today.
O's Acupuncture is where modern technology is blended with Eastern-style wellness. O's approach is to combine the old with the latest scientific technology. He transforms various ancient texts, then uses Hippocrates' principles to combine the best of Eastern and Western healing techniques. O provides you with the latest of modern alternatives, along with the most traditional of Eastern healing techniques. It's time to start taking care of your mind, body, and spirit. Achieve balanced health. Outlive your friends. Defy time. Change Your Destiny. O's, located at 8 Immortal Center, 1188 Bishop Street, Suite 2409, in beautiful Honolulu, Hawaii. Call 548-7711 to schedule your evaluation. Make an appointment today. Call 548-7711. Are you ready to achieve your deepest dreams, enhance your healing, or offer your best to the world? Then visit us at www.finetuneyou.com, where we've been since 1998. As you search our website, you will find encouragement, inspiration, and amusing information. If you are ready for intuitive counseling, transformational coaching, or a personalized interactive guided imagery recording, send an email to helen@finetuneyou.com or call her at 877-469-5505, extension 1.
Welcome back. Before we start the main part of our show, let's take just a minute and call our angels and the loving spirits of the universe to assemble with us. And as we open our hearts and quiet our spirits, we gather together and hold our sacred space of light, love, purpose, and intention. We started talking about choices on our Sunday afternoon show on May 2nd. Then we invited Mike Quinn to tell us about his book, The Uncommon Path of Awakening Authentic Joy, An Integral Guide to Uncovering Concealed Conditioning. On our Sunday show last week, we did an overview of how the format of the Sunday show would change and the Saturday show would become our main Dig Deep show. So this week on our new Saturday show, we're returning to our choices topic and discussing how the choices we make throughout our life affect how our life turns out. So I'd like to give you some information and ask some questions as we go along. As we all think about how we can apply some of the choices we make in our lives, we may come up with some new ideas of how to shift our decision making. Just to recap, we know that everything in our life is our choice, right? We'll like it or not. The fact is, everything in our life is a choice. That's one of the most basic truths of the universe, and I may say one of the universe's toughest lessons. Choice is power, just like electricity. With choice, power exists, possibly over others, but more importantly, it's often a power we don't use wisely or consistently. Choice is that power that allows us to be ourselves, that power that allows us to live the life we imagined ourselves living. Most of us don't want to think about choice as power. It's too hard. Acknowledging we choose our choices forces us to admit and take responsibility for the life we have chosen. Yes, I said the life we have chosen. The life we are living right this minute. It's scary. It's really scary to realize we've chosen to live our life exactly as it is today. It might be scary because we may not like what we see when we look at our lives today. I understand that. But you know what? Knowing, really, really knowing, that deep knowing, it's also freeing. So now, because we know, we can begin the rest of our journey knowing we are choosing. So what will we choose as we look at our life and our tomorrows that lie ahead? What do you envision when you look at your life 5 years from now? What choices are you willing to set into place to achieve your goal? Remember, we choose. And also remember, if you have any questions or comments, please call 888-815-9756 or email me at helen@finetuneyou.com or contact me on Skype at finetuneyou. We really would love to hear from you. You know, there's times in all our lives when we all need a new perspective. we all bump up that need for a disquieting new perspective at least once in our life. That time that the old shoes just don't work anymore and we have to put on the uncomfortable new ones. In all our lives, there's such a great danger that we'll grow complacent and believe that who we are, where we are, and what we have is all that there is. Uh-uh, there's more. How long has it been since you took time to walk on the beach, any beach, in the pouring rain without a worry in the world, just enjoying every last drop of rain that fell on your face? Or have you ever experienced such a beautiful moment? Have you seen a performance like the Nutcracker or Lion King performed at your local concert hall and sat so close that you could see the beads of sweat on the dancers' foreheads and the delight of the children around you when they're seeing the magic for the first time? Do you know what it's like to dance with no music on the beach with someone you love more than you ever imagined you could love? Or walk around a lake, just holding their hand, strolling. Not a care in the world. No deadline. No deadline at all to me. Do you know what it's like to stand in a forest, look up at the trees, hear all the birds around you singing with abandon, and take the deepest breath you ever have to smell the crisp air of one of the most wonderful wonders in the world? Do you know what it's like to be so clearly guided that you know that God or your higher power has his hand on your shoulder and is whispering in your ear? Do you know there are choices? There's choices every day of our lives surrounding us. Beautiful answers are waiting for us to open our heart and see wonder. When will we stop and embrace the moment? You know, none of us can live without dreams. Dreams are the seeds of hope, and hope is one of the primary forces by which we live. Dreaming is the easiest thing in the world. Dreaming has no limitations. But, you know, as we experience life, as we experience pain and failure and someone criticizes us and fear and disappointment, we gradually restrict and put the brakes on our dreams. We want to live in our own protected comfort zones. We demand the right to live in our own protected comfort zone. Stop. There's no such thing. It's so much more difficult to try to put ourselves in a neat little box and live in a comfort zone than it is to follow our dreams. Because comfort zones are only illusions. Dreams are real. Do we want to spend the rest of our lives chasing illusions or following our dreams? I'd like you to take a moment and ask yourself, what would you attempt if you knew there was no way possible that you could fail? Again, think about this. What would you attempt if you knew there was no way possible that you could ever fail? What is your deepest dream, in other words? Don't be afraid to dream. Our fear of failure is our failure, not the dream. You know, there's no shame in trying to attempt mighty things and failing. The shame is in failing to attempt to reach our dreams. Michelangelo, one of the greatest of the Renaissance artists and poets, he knew the value and the power and the need for dreams. He wrote, "The greater danger for most of us is not that our aim is too high and we miss it, but our aim is too low and we reach it." Our dreams are how we reveal ourselves. Tell me what your dreams are, and I'll tell you what type of person you are. Define your dreams clearly and persuasively, and you will know for yourself what type of person you are. You know, if we don't like what we discover, remember, we created our dreams, and in so doing, we formed the person we are today. If we don't like who we are and the life we're living, it may seem like bad news to know that you created the person you are. Cheer up. The good news is, guess what? We can recreate our dreams and become a new creation anytime we want. We can't allow the hustle and bustle of life to drag us down. We can't allow the day-to-day drudgery of life to distract us from our essential purpose of becoming our best self. We need to take time to dream, to imagine what we're capable of, and to live that dream. Let us live every single day by the words of Henry David Thoreau and go confidently in the direction of our dreams. Live the life we imagined. You know, every now and then, I like to walk in the cemetery. I like to read tombstones. I'm so aware that each tombstone tells a story. Some of the people were laid to rest a few weeks ago, others years ago. Some lived more than a century ago, and some lived more than a century, and some barely a year. But every tombstone reminds me, life is short. Don't waste your life. You better live your life passionately. I truly believe that somewhere deep within us, there is a desire to dedicate ourselves to becoming our best selves, to fine-tune ourselves. It's never too early or never too late to rededicate ourselves to a higher purpose. You know, more than a dozen years ago, but before I officially started my fine-tune you website, I had an older friend. She knew my beliefs and she knew the work that I did with people, that we all need to fine-tune ourselves regularly and check that we were still dreaming and that our dreams were pulling us toward becoming our best selves. And one day she asked me if I would work with her to help her become her best self. And I got to tell you, this was a woman that I admired and respected. She gave to everyone. Her family, the community, the church, her neighbors, she volunteered. She donated her time and she donated her money freely. And she had money to donate, but she donated it. I asked her, how could I ever help you? You know, you're the example I shoot for. And I'll never forget what she said. Helen, she said, I don't ever want to stop dreaming and learning and growing and finding new ways to deepen my commitment to my life while I'm here. Please help me find new ways to dream. I gotta tell you, I was so humbled and grateful to her. Because of her, my precious friend, she unlocked an aspect of my being that taught me at a fairly young age that we're never too old to grow or change or expand our beliefs, or maybe check where we are and find where we want to be 5 years from now. She taught me we're never too old to dream. She died a couple of years ago, but I want you to know she made significant additions to her life those last 10 years we worked together. And she taught me that the desire to expand our dreams, it really doesn't ever die. We just need to tap into them. We need to feel those dreams stirring within and then act on them. We need to cultivate and nurture our dreams. We need to adopt habits that help us reach and achieve those dreams. You know, otherwise our lives are in danger of becoming just stagnant water. We'll become like a candle in the wind, a victim of circumstance. And every time the wind stops blowing, we'll wish that we'd placed our essential purpose at the center of our life. But the winds of life, as they will, they're going to pick up again, changing direction and distracting us from what is really important. We'll get caught up in that episodic soap opera of life. You know, the one I mentioned several weeks ago on our Sunday show. In a soap opera, there's always something happening, but nothing meaningful ever really happens. In every soap opera episode, there's always drama, activity takes place, words are uttered, but nothing meaningful ever really happens. People abuse one another. People use one another. People talk about one another. People plot and scheme, but nothing meaningful ever really happens. Our lives are filled with superficialities and we're constantly restless and miserable. There's no theme or thread, just another entertaining episode, but nothing meaningful ever really happens. When the days and weeks of our lives become, as they say on one soap opera, like the sands of time, we grow depressed, disillusioned, and miserably unhappy because nothing meaningful ever really happens. The reason is that without a genuine sense of purpose and meaning, you know, our dreams, we need our dreams. Without our dreams, the emptiness is overwhelming. We try to fill the void. We use pleasure and possessions, but we're still empty. There's moments of pleasure, but that's all they are, moments, because nothing meaningful ever happens. And our life has no sign of continuity or consistency. We achieve things, of course we do, and we have things, but that's all they are, things. But we'll be restless or anxious or depressed. The sense that there must be more, it's going to nag at us continually. The feeling that something is missing will linger on the edge of absolutely everything we do. And many years from now, in the dim light of our distant memory, we'll remember the dreams we ignored and abandoned. We'll feel the pain that cannot be eased or consoled. Now, for full disclosure, for many years, I was a person with dreams, unfulfilled dreams. I lived in my fear. I felt as if I didn't have the right to live the life I dreamed. After all, that's what my abuser had told me. But then I met a marvelous man, and he told me my living my life to my fullest potential was the best way for my abuser to know that he had not succeeded in destroying me. And from that moment on, I started living my dreams. You know, regret over things done, they can be eased over time. Regret over things left unsaid and undone, that's just inconsolable. Now is our time. We have one life, and trust me, it's short. Use it powerfully. Celebrate it as the precious gift it is. We mustn't allow fear to paralyze us. While some of us are sitting around letting the sand in the hourglass of life empty, thinking, I would give my whole life to be able to do that, or I hope that happens to me one day, other people are getting the job done. They're giving their whole lives to the magnificent and meaningful pursuit of their dreams. That's the difference between thinking and doing. Everyone has dreams. Some people achieve their dreams, and for others, their dreams always seem to be just out of reach. Why is this? Does the universe have favorites? Do you think the universe picks favorites? I don't think so. The reason is that some people dream and wait for their dreams to come true. Theirs is known as that vague type of dreaming. They look at others whom they consider fortunate or lucky and they think, I hope that happens to me one day. Other people listen to the movements of their hearts and dream their dreams by listening to their gentle voice within. They commit themselves to excellence and armed with their dreams as a blueprint to advance their lives, they go out onto the stage of life, chase their rainbow, and live life passionately. They're aided by a mysterious and miraculous power that I describe only as the grace of love. They make their dreams come true. What they're really doing is they're living in and holding the sacred space of light, love, purpose, and intention. Life is too short to be lived half-heartedly and far too short to be lost in the day-to-day drudgery and ordinary hustle-bustle of life. We need to dedicate our lives to the pursuits that keep us on the paths to our dreams. Life is short and we're dead an awfully long time. Live life passionately. Recognize you're in charge of your own life and act on that fact. Think about what William Arthur Ward said. Do more than belong. Participate. Do more than care. Help. Do more than believe. Practice. Do more than be fair. Be kind. Do more than forgive. Forget. Do more than dream. Work. You know, I mentioned our gentle inner voice. Let's take a minute and talk about our gentle inner voice, our beacon, our conscience. I like to call it my Jiminy Cricket voice. We all carry that tender, thoughtful, gentle voice within us. When we were children, we heard our Jiminy Cricket voice easily. It was the basis of our lives, and we lived by what we heard, and we were pretty happy kids. But as we grew, the cacophony of voices around us, you know, the voices of parents, siblings, friends, enemies or opponents, the voices on television, the voices of strangers, the voices of real and supposed experts, they crowded out our gentle, tender, thoughtful voice. They pushed it to the side. Those other voices had strength and competence and years of experience. So we became fascinated by them. And as we became engaged in this fascination with all those other voices, they began to distract us from our own gentle Jiminy Cricket voice that we all have inside. As we began to listen to all those other voices, we began to doubt and question and ignore our thoughtful, gentle voice that we all have within. And gradually, that one true voice, our gentle, thoughtful voice within each of us, grew fainter and fainter. And as we began to listen to all those other voices, we began to doubt, we began to question, and we began to ignore our tender, thoughtful, gentle voice within. Finally, when our thoughtful, gentle voice within was pounded down enough by the outside clatter, it grew so faint that we could hardly hear it anymore in the midst of our daily activities. We were told we'd grown up, that we had to be adults, and that we needed to be ready for life. Nothing could have been further from the truth. It's that gentle, thoughtful voice within us. That's the voice we should listen to. That's our authentic guide. Our Jiminy Cricket voice that only wants what's best for us. It's our inside voice, our personal voice. It's different from every other voice in our life. Our inside voice is interested in only one thing, in helping us become our best selves. So whether you want to call it your conscience or your Jiminy Cricket voice or give it some other name, we all have this tender, thoughtful, gentle voice hidden somewhere within us. This voice is our truest self, wanting to guide us ever so gently toward our essential purpose. This quiet voice is our best speaking self speaking to us. It always speaks gently. It always speaks thoughtfully. It always speaks tenderly to us. Stop and take a moment. Think. When was the last time you noticed your own tender, thoughtful, gentle voice within your being? Now, our Jiminy Cricket voice, just as he did in Pinocchio, may tell us we need more discipline and we need to be willing to sacrifice. But our guiding voice, our gentle inner voice, always knows the goal and always encourages us to embrace, welcome, and accept our best self. It's only when we ignore our own gentle guiding voice that we find ourselves unhappy and hopeless. Take some time, learn once again, Learn to listen to your tender, thoughtful, gentle voice, your Jiminy Cricket voice. That's when peace, you know, that peace we all want, that peace that is beyond all understanding, that's when it becomes the core of our being. So let's just take a short commercial break.
Bose Acupuncture is where modern technology is blended with Eastern-style wellness. Bose's approach is to combine the old with the latest scientific technology. He transforms various ancient texts, then uses Hippocrates' principles to combine the best of Eastern and Western healing techniques. Bose provides you with the latest of modern alternatives, along with the most traditional of Eastern healing techniques. It's time to start taking care of your mind, body, and spirit. Achieve balanced health. Outlive your friends. Defy time. Change your destiny. Bose, located at 8 Immortal Center, 1188 Bishop Street, Suite 2409, in beautiful Honolulu, Hawaii. Call 548-7711 to schedule your evaluation. Make an appointment today. Call 548-7711. Achieve your deepest dreams, enhance your healing, or offer your best to the world? Then visit us at www.findtoyou.com, where we've been since 1998. As you search our website, you will find encouragement, inspiration, and amusing information. If you are ready for intuitive counseling, transformational coaching, or a personalized interactive guided imagery recording, send an email to Helen@findtoyou.com or call her at 877-469-5505, extension 1.
So what do we need and what do we want? Let's look at our needs versus our wants, and how modern society seduces our needs into wants beyond our means. With seduction, deceit, and psychobabble, the modern marketing industry has done a stunning job of relabeling the idea of need. We may need shoes, but we don't need a $350 pair of running shoes because of some designer label. We may need a car, but we don't need a Lamborghini. I'm not saying we shouldn't have nice things. I like nice things. All I'm saying is, let's not confuse needs with wants. We have genuinely reasonable needs, but most have nothing to do with expensive items. Our genuine needs are related to us and to the three aspects of our being: our mind, our body, and our spirit. Our needs are present not only in the areas of our mind, body, and spirit, but also on numerous levels. We have some basic needs that must be met in order for us to survive. These basics include food to eat, water to drink, and air to breathe. Without these basic needs being met, our lives would very quickly end. These needs are basic to our existence. We need them just to survive. Other needs aren't as critical to our survival. We can survive without most of them for years, but they are justifiable if we're going to thrive in any or all of the three areas of our lives. When our justifiable needs are satisfied, we begin to blossom and bloom as human beings. When we meet our justifiable needs, we have a greater likelihood that we will achieve good physical and mental health. Among these justifiable needs are regular exercise, a balanced diet, and healthy relationships. Every day, our critical needs must be met, or quite simply, we'll die. In any case, we do this without even thinking about it. We don't have to remind ourselves to breathe. We just breathe. We don't have to make a habit of breathing. We do it by instinct. Eating and drinking are just a little bit different. We eat and drink several times a day. We probably don't think too much about it. Our bodies tell us when we're hungry and thirsty. because we're in the habit of surviving, we take care of our critical needs. We must or we'll die. On the other hand, we often neglect our justifiable needs, either because we're too busy or too lazy, or we simply don't consider them urgent. The question is, are we satisfied being in the habit of surviving, or are we ready to get in the habit of thriving? Take a moment. Think about each of our three areas, our mind, our body, and our spirit. Which areas are we thriving in, and which are we just surviving in? Our justifiable needs are actually our key to thriving. They may not seem urgent in the light of the zillion things we have on our to-do list today, but they're probably more important than anything we actually have written on that list. The first step on our pursuit to become our best self is to define our justifiable needs. The second step is to create a lifestyle that fulfills those needs. Every single one of us have justifiable needs. The fulfillment of these needs is one of the very practical ways we learn to embrace our essential purpose. If we're wise enough to seek their counsel, our justifiable needs will tell us what's necessary to maintain the health of our mind, body, and spirit. So, first, let's look at our body. Our physical body is the channel we use to experience life. What a paradox. Our bodies are both very fragile and extremely resilient. We most easily understand our needs in connection with our physical body because our body is a concrete object. We can touch and feel it. If we don't have food to eat, we die. If we don't have water to drink, we die. And we may not die today or tomorrow, but we will pretty quickly. And it will be a direct result of not eating or drinking. Eating and drinking are necessary to meet our critical needs. Obviously, our most critical need is oxygen. If we don't have air to breathe, we're going to die really quickly. But other less critical needs include sleep and shelter to a greater or lesser degree depending on your environment and your climate. Like I live in Hawaii, shelter isn't quite as important as it is if you lived in Alaska. Beyond our basic physical needs, we also have a number of justifiable physical needs. Our critical needs are those we need simply to survive. Our justifiable needs are those we need to thrive. I want you to remember that. Critical, survive, justifiable, thrive. If we are to thrive physically, we have to bring our justifiable needs into focus into our daily lives. Nothing tunes the body like regular exercise and a balanced diet. When we work out and fuel our bodies with the right types of food, we have more energy and we're stronger, healthier, and happier. Too often in our culture, food is seen as a source of entertainment or comfort instead of a source of energy. Now, nothing's wrong with enjoying food, but are you eating to live or are you living to eat? Let me ask you something. If you owned a $1 million racehorse, would you take him to McDonald's? I don't think so. I think if you had a $1 million racehorse, you would control that horse's diet so that it would always be in tip-top shape, ready to run that $1 million race. So I guess the question becomes, how much do you value your own physical body? Most people wait until they get cancer or have a heart attack before they remember they have bodies. Did you know that last year we spent more than $30 billion on diet products? I wonder how many diets you've been on, how many diets the people you know have been on. It amazes me how much people talk about diets, how this one works and that one doesn't. Let's be honest. Most of us just need a little bit of discipline. Most of us know what's good for us and what's not good for us. All we need is a little self-control and decide to choose healthy foods that fuel our bodies and give us energy, strength, health, and happiness. The problem is, we don't want this plan. We want someone to stand in front of us on television and tell us that we can eat whatever we want, whenever we want, as much as we want, as long as we take this little pill. Or just do a special workout for 20 minutes twice a week. Our bodies are magnificent creations and should be valued and respected. Regular exercise, a balanced diet, and enough sleep on a regular basis are three of the easiest ways to increase our passion, energy, and enthusiasm for life. These three habits, exercise, diet, and sleep, are among our simplest, justifiable needs. And yet, because we ignore them, we contribute to a huge extent to the poor health of our whole being. Our physical health provides the groundwork for how we build our lives. Unless we attend to these needs in relation to the physical needs of our body, our capacity in all three areas of our life, our body, mind, and spirit, all three areas, it's going to be reduced. So let's look at our mind for just a minute. Let's look first at the emotional side. When dealing with our emotions, it can be much more difficult to pinpoint what would be justifiable needs because our emotions are not necessary for our immediate survival. It's not too common to read about someone dying of emotional starvation. Our emotional needs are in many ways subtler, but certainly no less important if we're going to thrive. Emotional starvation, while not life-threatening in most cases, does have symptoms. For most of us, emotional starvation can lead to radical mood swings, for others to just a general lethargy. Other people, they tend to get angry or bitter or resentful. You know, when the heart suffers, the body cries out. Most of all, emotional starvation leads to distortions in our character, and it prevents us from becoming our best selves. For most people, justifiable emotional needs would need to include spending time with family, friends, a spouse, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, colleagues at work, perhaps an intuitive guide or coach. Spending time with these people helps us develop a sense of self, teaches us to play a part in the happiness of other people's lives, and reminds us of our deep connections with humanity as a whole. One of our most important emotional needs is our need for acceptance. We all need to feel we belong. In the face of rejection, we may put on a brave face and pretend that we don't care and we'll survive. And that's true. We will survive without the encouragement that acceptance offers. We may survive, but we're not going to thrive, not without acceptance. All of us want and need to experience acceptance. It's one of the greatest influences on human behavior. Our need to be accepted is huge. It's amazing what most people will do to achieve some sort of acceptance or belonging. Peer pressure being the prime example. It takes advantage of our desire to be accepted. Under the influence of peer pressure, people do things that they wouldn't do if they were alone, and in many cases probably would prefer not to do, simply because they want to be part of the gang. Our peer pressure mentality is perhaps the greatest example of our need to belong, our need to feel accepted. We want to belong. We need to belong. We search for ways to belong in so many different ways. At work, at school, within our family, in our intimate relationships. We join clubs, we join churches and communities. In some ways, we attempt to meet our need for acceptance. It's healthy, and it helps us pursue our essential purpose. Other ways, they're not so healthy, and they can prevent us from becoming our best self. As I said, we have a great need to be accepted and to belong. Consider this. It's easy to understand why many people join gangs and cults. From time to time, you may have heard a story about a gang or cult, and those of us who live in the relatively secluded world may wonder why anyone would get involved in gangs. But actually, it's really quite simple. People who join gangs and cults have a need for acceptance and a sense of belonging. They just don't have the options that you and I have. Young people who grow up in inner cities join gangs because they see it as their best option. Gangs provide a sense of belonging, that feeling of acceptance, and it allows them to feel that they're not alone in what must be a very frightening world. The gang emotionally replaces what the family should be feeling, but can't in many cases because the parents might be caught up in drugs or alcohol or crime, or they just may be working two or three jobs and nobody's home. People don't usually join gangs because they see a great future. They join them to survive and to belong. And people join cults for the very same reason. People want to feel they belong. They want to feel that they're accepted. A cult is just a more sophisticated form of a gang. Needs are powerful. If we don't fill our needs in healthy ways, we will fill them in self-destructive ways. Another of our justifiable emotional needs is our need for friendship. Yes, we need acceptance, but we also need encouragement and challenges to grow and change. Once we become committed to becoming our best self, the people we will most enjoy spending time with are not those who agree with us in everything we say and tell us that what we do, we should be easier on ourselves and have that second slice of cheesecake. If we're dedicated to our essential purpose and the people we want to have around us, they're going to be people that inspire and challenge us to become our best self. You know the truth about friendship? Well, the truth is we learn more from our friends than we're ever going to learn from books. Sooner or later, our beliefs are going to match the beliefs of our friends. Nothing influences us more than the people we hang around with. The people we surround ourselves with tell others who you are or who you will be. Example, if you hang out with people who only want to watch television, drink beer, eat pizza, play computer games, chances are you're going to drink beer, eat pizza, and play computer games. On the other hand, if you surround yourself with people committed to exercising regularly, eating healthy, giving to their community, chances are you'll be exercising regularly, eating healthy, and finding ways to give to the community. The people we surround ourselves with either raise or lower our standards. You can't stay stagnant. They either help us become our best selves or encourage us to become a lesser version of ourselves. We become like our friends. No man becomes great on his own. No woman becomes great on her own. People around us help to make us great. We all need people in our lives to encourage us to reach for the stars, to remind us of our basic purpose and dare us to become our best selves. Our greatest emotional need is for intimacy. Besides our critical need for air, food, water, and sleep, intimacy is our greatest need. You know, our lives really are about self-disclosure. Our lives increase in the exact same ratio as our ability to reveal ourselves to others and to the world around us. This is really important. Let me say it one more time. Our lives are about self-disclosure. Our lives will increase in the exact same ratio as our ability to reveal ourselves to others and to the world around us. You know, there's a saying that I absolutely love, and I want to encourage each of you to make this saying part of your life. We're only as sick as our darkest secret. Think about it. Yet when we spend most of our lives hiding our true selves, pretending we're someone we aren't. People want intimacy. We need intimacy, but we're afraid. We're terrified that if anybody really knew who we are and what we're capable of, they would reject us. Our fear of rejection, which is driven by our need for acceptance, by the way, and our need for intimacy are forever at odds with each other. Ask yourself, do we provide a non-judgmental environment for others to reveal themselves? Do we affirm those we love by complimenting them and expressing gratitude, not only for what they do, but for who they are? When others make mistakes, are we quick to judge and ridicule, or do we acknowledge it as a learning experience and part of their journey? Are we willing to take the first step and make ourselves vulnerable by beginning to reveal our true selves to others? Do we create an environment where everyone feels safe, safe enough to be who they really are, and safe enough to reveal who they really are? And together, you and I can taste the fruits of intimacy. No matter what relationship it is, the quality of that relationship is determined by our willingness to share ourselves with others. There's an old saying, small people talk about other people. Average people talk about things. Great people talk about ideas. We must remove the cliches of modern conversation and the facts of our daily lives if we're to reveal ourselves and enjoy true intimacy. We must learn to share and discuss our opinions, our hopes and dreams, our deepest feelings, our legitimate needs, our fears, our flaws and failures. The more we share and accept without judgment, the more intimacy we enjoy. Intimacy is measured by how open we are. The more we share ourselves with others and vice versa, the more intimacy we have. The more we hide ourselves from others and vice versa, the shallower our relationship is. If we're unwilling or unable to share ourselves, we must accept that we will just have shallow relationships. Nothing satisfies like intimacy. One of the most loving and safest ways to receive and give intimacy is through hugs. You know, there's a wonderful quote by Virginia Satir, an American author and psychotherapist known especially for her approach to family therapy. Her quote is, "We need 4 hugs a day for survival. We need 8 hugs a day for maintenance. And we need 12 hugs a day for growth." This quote says it all. We live in an age of communication. The communications revolution has been driving the world economy for decades, and we constantly adjust to the latest advances. Yet these new communications have not increased our ability or willingness to communicate on a significant level. In fact, Eric Schmidt has said, "The internet is the first thing that humanity has built that humanity doesn't understand. It's the largest experiment in anarchy that we've ever had." Anarchy is a system without laws. The reason we neglect most of our justifiable needs is that they require our most extraordinary resource, our time and our energy. And relationships are no different. Relationships only need 2 things to thrive, our time and our energy. Quality time is now the distant hope of an age that wanted everything except the things that mattered. We cannot schedule quality time with our partner, spouse, or children. If you really want 20 minutes of quality time with someone you love, just 20 minutes. But we're talking quality time. If you really want that 20 minutes of quality time, then you need to arrange to have 3 or 4 hours available. And if we're blessed, somewhere in the middle of that 3 or 4 hours, we might get 20 minutes of quality time. We're so busy. We try to put our relationships in little boxes on our calendars. And the problem with that is it too often the time we set aside for our relationship is on the fringe of our lives. So we dole out time for our relationship devoid of the energy needed to be successful and gratifying. Relationships don't thrive under the pressure of modern day schedules. Our relationships thrive when we invest our time and energy. We all need to learn how to waste time, with the people we love. So that's our show for tonight. Remember, if you're looking for transformation, intuitive guidance, or if you'd like any more information about the tools I talked about, call or email Helen at finetuneyou.com. Or you can call at 877-469-5505, extension 1. Thank you for holding the sacred space of light, love, purpose, and intention. It's always great to connect with all of you. Such a joy. Until next time, may the light, love, purpose, and intention of the universe surround, protect, and fill you. Know how much I treasure and love each and every one of you. I look forward to each of you joining me tomorrow and next week when we will continue to fine-tune you. Aloha and good night.